that sounds like almost religious calling there. Saw a need among the people and set out to fulfill it. So might not have been so far off on that monk road.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I had no agenda to push. I didn't have any religion to push or anything like that. It was just like, here's something I can do.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And you got to work at it so I can burn off some of my insane hyperactivity thing. That was always plagued me, the hyperactivity thing.
I'm sure everyone just assumed you were a speed freak because there were so many others burning around like crazy.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, there was a high activity levels.
Yeah.
Very high activity levels.
Well, and I used to come in contact with you at the zoo on 8th Street, 8th and Penn.
That was my most famous crash pad.
Jan and Tom upstairs. Yep. Jan was my oldest.
On the right door, they were on the right side. Uh-huh. I was on the left side. Mm-hmm. And the bass player is on the bottom side.
Yeah. And Erica Higgins used to live downstairs, but I think that was earlier than that.
That was earlier than that.
Because then there was
Erica
a guy.
Erica Higgins.
Yeah.
The Erica Higgins?
Not the writer, no.
Oh, okay.
No, not that one.
Okay.
And then it was some guy and his Vietnamese wife that worked at the induction center. Hmm. Because he was the one that told me, you're called up, you don't want to go in Atlanta, go somewhere else. So I went home and went to Jacksonville, Florida.
I went to the induction center. Then they, here in Atlanta, you know, by Sears. And they looked at my police record, and they looked at me, and I looked at my flat feet, and they said, we consider you a waiver. And I said, a waiver? I said, yeah, you got too many defects. You can't go in. And that's when I got sort of smart with the sergeant, and I said, bye! I'm waving goodbye!
I got your waiver.
I was like really stoned, and I went to the bench and said, all these naked guys walking around, and I was like, happy as a clam, just going out of my mind. Because they told me, said, go stone!
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
Oh, man.
That's what I remember my friend Martin's line I thought was great there. They said, do you use drugs? He said, what do you have?